guys. It's Jason Lewis, and it's
Nick Marciniak, actually.
Nick Marciniak. We're back in the studio for another podcast. That's right, folks. We're back live on a podcast that you're going to download.
That's kind of funny because I think Arnold Schwarzenegger goes, "I am back." Isn't that what he said in one of his Terminator movies?
Yeah. Maybe? Yeah. He definitely did say that.
Come with me if you want to live. I don't know where to go from there, though.
If you want to get down, you have to follow the chopper. I do a pretty good Arnold impression, actually.
What was the kid's name again? Johnny? What was
the kid?
Yeah, what was the kid's name?
We've had too many beers to try to recall information like that, man.
All right, I do have to say something right now, though. I want to start off this by saying...
I want to start off and cut Nick off for a moment and just tell you you're listening to the Jason Lewis Radio Network, 113 Indian Ridge Drive. We're not going anywhere, so...
Forget the ones. It starts with the three.
Yeah. It's 113. Ladies, it's 113.
Three.
113. 11...
Just remember three. The three.
Exactly. Indian Ridge Drive. I got Nick Marciniak here, my co-contributor, my co-host of Jay and Nick, Fun with Jay and Nick on the Jason Lewis Radio Network, and we've got a lot of topics to cover.
Fun with us?
What? Yeah, I keep augmenting, you know, the title of the show. I just think that it's going to get better as, you know, over time, so I like to keep, you know, keep changing things.
So after Fun would be Awesome?
Awesome's coming down the line, yeah. I wasn't quite ready for Awesome yet, but...
Great would be next, then.
Great. Stellar. Stellar's another one I was thinking about.
Well, no, Stellar, that's when some guy goes like, oh my God, this is Stellar. And that's when she leaves him, too.
Tubular. So. I don't know. Okay, anyways, Nick came in here with an agenda tonight. Nick, what did you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this homeless guy that I see every day on Cleveland Ave. If you don't know that, it's...
In what town?
In Michigan City. I would have to say Michigan City because I go there just about every day. I see this homeless guy. Always holds up the same sign. Says, "I have kids. I have no job. Please give me money." Which I feel bad for the guy. I mean, a lot of people don't have a job right now.
Right.
But in the same sense, you're standing around doing nothing. You're just begging for money. Which a lot of people have jobs just doing that in major cities. Which Michigan City is not a major city where you can contribute to where someone could just give you $5 here, $5 there, $1 there, $1 there. No, it's going to take a while. So what I really want to do is when that guy is out there on Cleveland, just on Cleveland.
I'd say honestly that I think he has a market corner.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What I want to do is get on the other side of the road, hold up a sign and say, "I'm just as poor as he is. Can I have a dollar?"
You're going to cut this guy out of his only market? You're just going to cut him off the knees?
I'm going to take it out. Yes, I am. Because I want that dollar just as much as he does.
I think all Americans do right now in this bad economy. Honestly, you can definitely vouch that the economy sucks.
Oh yeah, the economy sucks. I mean, we can't hire enough people at my job, which I can't say where I work. I don't want to.
Why can't you? Why can't you? It's our own podcast.
It'd probably be a bad idea.
As management, you elect not to.
I hate saying I'm in management. I'm not in management. I'm
Nick's just a store manager at Menards.
No, I'm not.
Incorporated.
Don't worry about that. That's not it.
He's in the yard, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and buy some lumber from this guy. He'll tell you what to buy.
Keep the guy some. Get the guy some work. Just buy some stuff from Menards, I guess. Yeah. Anyway,
why do you want to take money out of this guy's pocket, or potentially other pockets of other people?
I mean, Jesus, he's just standing on a street corner for hours on end. I mean, I would take a lunch. He's still there. I come back from work. He's still there. I leave work, and he's still there. And then I go back to the movie theater, which is where he's at, basically. And he's still there. 5 hours. 3 hours. 8 hours. 12 hours. Throughout the whole day, he is just there. It kind of bothers me. He could be going to McDonald's.
It bothers you that he's standing in one spot all day long.
Well, yeah. You could watch. Dude, you could look where the grass... has been settled because they've just been standing back and forth, just walking through a little path. with a little sign.
Okay.
I just don't understand it. You're bothered by this.
No, Nick, I'm not bothered by it. I just, you know, what I don't understand is why you have so much hatred for this gentleman.
Who's
clearly down on his luck. And he's trying to earn an honest luck.
He could be going to try some other job where he can actually get a job at.
Honestly, let's think outside the box here. Maybe he doesn't have the ability to get to that job. Maybe all he can go is, maybe he's living in those reeds behind Cleveland Avenue in the little wooded area.
No, this is what bothers me, though. Both the two guys that do that, there's a white guy and black guy that does this, right?
Yeah.
They go over to the theater where they hide their stash. Where people, no, because think about it. Are you going to give a poor guy anything if you see him with, like, cans of food? No, you're not. So obviously he has to hide it. Like, with cash, he just puts it in his pocket. You don't see him with cash. But with cans of food or something like that, he just puts it in a bag and hides it behind somewhere where he knows he's going to have to walk by. And that's what they do every freaking time. It upsets me. To people that need help.
Okay, Nick, I understand what you're saying there, but honestly, I really don't think that you should have... I mean, you have your own home, you have roommates, you're gainfully employed, and while I guess maybe that does entitle you to an opinion, I still don't think you should hate on this gentleman just simply because he... holds a sign up and he stands there all day long.
He's abusing the system.
If he's abusing the system, he leaves there and goes to Blue Chip.
I'm pretty sure he does. It's pretty easy to do that anyway.
Let's
get off this anyway. We don't need to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
Let's go into a song here.
You guys want to hear a song? I think we do. We got a song for you coming up here. It's entitled Jukebox Hero. And who sings that name?
Oh my goodness.
Foreigner sings that song. And neither of us were around when that song first came out, but we definitely enjoy it.
It should be the anthem before you go out and drink at night. You should listen to this song. It's like, Jukebox Hero!
All right, that's enough of a preview for the our listener crowd here, our listener audience.
I can't karaoke.
Which I think, but I just read a poll on Yahoo.com that I looked up a poll using Yahoo as a search engine that said Jukebox Hero by Foreigner is actually one of the top 25 songs sung in karaoke, if you believe
it.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, absolutely. I just read that up.
I would imagine like a jukebox, not really karaoke.
Well, I played at the jukebox, yeah. I mean, don't you think that's a little, you know, stereotypical, though?
No, I really don't.
I'm going to play Jukebox Hero and stand at the jukebox, hover over it until I attract the attention of some lady in the bar.
And when she'll probably go like, oh my God, I know what I'm going to have sex with tonight.
I'm going to be wearing a jean jacket or a leather jacket that says Whitesnake on it or Foreigner.
No, you want a Canadian tuxedo.
A Texas tuxedo.
Canadian.
All jean, right?
No, that's Canadian.
That's Texas.
No, it's not.
We're not going to get into the if it is or if it isn't. We're not going to have a is it a beach, is it a lake conversation tonight. All I can tell you is that we have Jukebox Hero coming up by Foreigner. We hope you guys enjoy it.
I would hope so.
Jukebox Hero, here it is.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall. Then like a distant scream, he heard one guitar. Next day, on a beat up six.
Jason Lewis here once again, and it's important for you to know that Nick is still gay.
Oh, what the hell, dude? You're an Jack.
Thank you, Nick, for not swearing on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. We're cleaning up our act here. We're cleaning up our act here at 113 Indian Ridge. We're ready to be professionals.
Professionals. That's why we're going to play our next song here.
And what's our next song now? I have the music here in front of me. What is our next song? Is it Pain? 3 Days Grace?
Can't Get Enough. Pain Can't Get Enough.
Pain. Yeah, it could be Pain.
Maybe we should.
It
could
be something else.
Probably play that song since we already put everyone through pain trying to sing the lyrics here.
All right. You got Pain coming up. Nick's choice. This Thank is you. Nick's choice. I have 407 songs to choose from. He chooses Pain. I would have chosen The Good Life. Pain, 3 Days Grace, coming up right now on the
Jason Lewis
Radio Network.
Pain, I can't get enough pain. I like it rough because I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all.
Grace, Pain. Great song, right, Nick?
It's an awesome song.
It's an awesome song. Great song. Here on the Jason Lewis Radio Network, 113 Indian Ridge. And, anyways, Nick, were you listening to my radio show earlier tonight? I wasn't, not my show by any means, but I was
actually
a part of it. Really exciting
stuff. I totally was. I want to bring up about the whole airplane thing. About the whole security thing there that they have, where they might have to church you, where they go like, okay, well, you have to stand off to the side. We're going to do a body search on you.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, let's listen to that real quick. All right. We're going to listen to the interview real quick, especially the part where we're talking about airplanes.
Yes.
And we'll be, you know, we'll come back after that.
I'm all for the normal pat down that they always did, you know, arms out with the wand maybe. But, you know, the stuff that I've seen on YouTube lately of them, you know, running their hand up inner thighs, just basically accosting little children, you know, it's like where do you draw the line? You know, I mean, not everybody that flies is trying to smuggle illegal things onto planes and trying to cause harm. But yeah. they're you know, that's how they hide behind it. And it's, you know, and people have the right to be ticked off. I mean, that's personal space. Johnny, I'm surprised you're not really bored on this because you don't like to be touched by anybody.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, we have such a reactionary government right now where it seems like the shoe bomber bombs and we're checking shoes. Or like somebody smuggles in some kind of liquid and all of a sudden we're checking everybody's liquid. Everything's after the fact.
Right.
And now that we're doing something ahead of the curve, leads me to believe that they had some kind of information or some kind of reason to do it. No one's going to arbitrarily decide to just start groping everybody that comes in there.
Unless you're a new employee. unless you're brand new to the job. I mean, you just don't know.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how the TSA screens their employees. How do you know you don't, you know, got some sort of petter butt, you know? some pedo, you know, that likes groping people that, you know, hasn't been caught yet, so he's under the wire. You know,
he's got benefits.
Yeah, I'm serious, though. You know, there's crazy kooks everywhere. You know, I think that they're taking, you know, liberties that don't need to be taken. You know, there's no reason that they have to run your hand up your inner thigh.
See, I just keep looking at it from the other angle. Like, if you're working at TSA, you've been working there for 3 years, you dig the job, and all of a sudden the memo comes out the next
morning.
Because
I'm one of those people that support security measures at the airport, and I make sure I get to the airport a long time, you know, at least an hour ahead of my flight so I can go through security. I don't have I purposely don't carry any extra change or any extra, like, you know, keys or anything. I wear the slip-on shoes so I can take the shoes off easily. I'm not holding up the line. You know, if I'm taking my computer with me, I take it out of the case. I do everything that they require so far, and, you know, it's been fine. But, you know, some guy tells me that, all right, you're going to go over here because we're going to pat you down and we're going to, you know, you're going to submit to a body screening. Well, okay. If you want to see my body, here you go, baby. Well, you're gonna get the full show, man.
No, that leads to the obvious question right here, and we'll go round table again on this. Profiling. Should we profile? Because all the people that have caused incidents on planes have fit a certain profile, whether we want to say it or not. Profiling, yes or no, Brian Brovey?
I think certain profiling, yes.
Ooh. Jason.
Profiling behavior, not necessarily.
But how can you do that?
Oh, well, I just went through a course on it. Believe it or not.
So two people walking down, just walking up to the thing.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. I went through. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I'm the guest here. My apologies.
Go, but, please do.
I went through a course. We had a couple of state police officers come down from Massachusetts, and they taught the course. They worked the airport there in Boston. If you remember, that's where where the flights lifted off from. Anyways, they have developed this amazing program where it was a whole 2-day training deal with them, but they developed this program that allows you to help identify behaviors, not necessarily, you know, stereotypes.
Right.
You know, and it's really amazing. I mean, they even talk. I mean, there's some religions out there where people, you know, they'll pray and, you know, they'll do some crazy. I mean, that's not crazy, but the way they do it, the way they go about doing it, can kind of make you think things, you know, misinterpret that.
Right.
And they told. I mean, they teach you to you know, to look for the behavior. You know, if somebody looks confused, maybe we should go talk to this person. You know, if somebody isn't responsive, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily a stereotype, you know, regardless of what garment he's wearing. It shouldn't, you know, I try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
So you, what is it? You look at somebody whose, like, eyes are flittering around, or somebody sweating or something, like, or overt stuff like you're talking about, like all of a sudden they're getting down and praying in the middle of the airport.
Right, yeah. I mean, the way these guys taught their program is they would actually approach that individual and just kind of ask them questions like, hey, can we help you along? Do you know where you're traveling to today, you know, and in a real friendly manner, but at the same time, kind of assessing what their intent was, you know?
So can you mimic for us? Can you give an example of somebody who is totally fine? Jason, excuse me, sir. You're on your way to the airport. Is there anything we can help you with? How's things going?
If I just won $1 million, I'd look perfectly fine right now. But other than that, no, I don't. I think you're right, Johnny. You can't identify who's perfect, who's normal, who's not.
You know, and I've been on the negative end of profiling too while flying with specifically Southwest Airlines. They discriminate against bigger people when they fly.
Yeah, but that's not profiling. But
how do you consider it's not profiling?
It's a space issue.
I fit in the seat just fine. They didn't know that I didn't sit until they had to stop boarding, and I had to go out. They had to stop boarding, and I had to prove them that I could sit in the seat, clip the arm things down, you know, and they profile me just because, oh, there's a big guy. But that's not
profile. That's company policy.
How's that? That is the perfect example of profiling.
No, it's company policy that if you're over this X weight, you can't.
But how do they know what weight I am? By looking at me. That's profiling when you just don't have any facts.
They have one of those things at the convenience store, you know, next to the door. So when you walk in, they'll be like, this guy's.
It's not like when you walk up to the ticket counter and they got like a floor scale, like Biggest Loser or something. I am sorry, sir. You are not the Biggest Loser.
Yeah. But I mean, they looked at you and decided.
No, they're doing it for a sole purpose of selling extra seats because they didn't have a sold out flight. And then they try to hide the fact by saying, well, if the flight's not full, you can send a letter to Southwest and they'll refund the price of the ticket. Well, they know full right well that flight's not full right there at the ticket counter. So they're trying to sell extra tickets. If they're not full, then you know what? I'll wait till the end of the board, and I'll sit in an area, or put me in an area where nobody's going to sit next to me if it's next to an open seat. Instead of just making this one broad statement like, oh, geez, we're going to have to buy an extra seat. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Because
I don't need an extra seat.
I agree with that. I mean, that's, you know, my argument isn't necessarily with that, but when I hang a sign around my neck that says, please wake me up for complimentary snacks and beverages, and I don't get woken up, I take an issue with that. You know, it's clear as day.
Yeah,
you know?
Well,
I use a Sharpie.
Those days of complimentary anything on a flight are long gone. Man. You you got to pay for pillows.
I guess that is my take on airplanes. I'm just ready for snacks.
You're not ready for it. All right, I'm going a little bit before the snack part. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if someone's going to be touching you,
you're going to be going in line,
someone's going like, hey, we need to do a search on you. How do you feel about that? I mean, I'm fine with someone touching me, but not if it's a guy. If it's a chick, be fine with it.
You know, that's the funniest thing. The funniest thing about that is that I wanted to say to these guys, I wanted to say to them that if it were a female that were touching my inner thigh, that I'd be absolutely okay with that. I'm not going to complain. You want to take me into the back room, that's fine. Let's see what happens. You know? I'm wearing my, you know, I may not be wearing my best shoes, but I'm wearing my best clothes. I always travel friendly. There's a lot of girls out there.
So you just go commando? Is that what it is?
Well, like Brian mentioned on the show, yeah. You know, I'm going to wear some loose fitting pants, absolutely. But, you know, see, that's the problem with that. You know, the problem is that, you know, you wear loose fitting pants hoping that you're going to get a female, but I don't believe it's standard operating procedure to have a female check a male. Is it?
I've never seen a female check a male,
and I've never seen a male check a female. I think they always have females around to check, you know, other women or females, and then they always have males to check
the
males.
I'd rather have a chick check me out, touching me, rather than a guy, because then I would feel violated, because I don't want a guy feeling up my upper thigh. That just does not feel right.
No,
it
doesn't.
A chick, I would kind of feel more comfortable with it. I'd be like, all right, well, this is your job then. With a guy, I'd be like, no, this is inappropriate. This is not happening right now. Oh, my God, I need to cry right now.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something funny.
Self-defense with the crying.
Well, let me tell you something funny. This is kind of funny. I'm on an airplane because I'm going on vacation. I never travel for business. So if I'm on a vacation, I'm going to meet girls. I mean, it's inevitable. I'm going somewhere to some remote location to meet women. But if I can meet one in the airport, hey,
Why can't it problem be the security solved. Chick?
Why even get on the airplane? If she's decent looking, and that's another thing. That's a whole other conversation is that, you know,
well,
I have never seen a decent looking TSA chick.
Well, that brings another part where she has to be a little bit, well, you had to be a little bit intoxicated to think she's good looking.
Yeah, well, hence airport bars. One of the greatest ways to spend time waiting for a flight, airport bars. I want
to maybe they should have those bars before you go to the security airport.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They have them pre-checks and post-checks. Just depends what airport you go to, like O'Hare. O'Hare has them. But Midway, Chicago, I'm talking about Chicago O'Hare, Chicago Midway. Chicago Midway doesn't have many options.
Man, where did I go wrong?
Yeah,
I should have gone there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Anyways.
Wow.
Aside from the interview, I do believe that national security is of utmost priority.
If they need to touch me
in my special place.
Wait, what?
To ensure that that plane isn't going to be grounded. You know, I'm looking out for the I'm looking out for other passengers.
You're looking forward to someone just poking your
genitalia behind. with a magic wand. Yeah, my Uncle Seymour used to do that, but he said it was our secret.
You kind of broke that secret now, didn't you?
Yeah, God rest his soul. He was very gentle. Anyways, we're going to lead into our next song here. It's The Who. How do you even pronounce the name of this song? Nick, we are both people that have never lived beyond this point here. Like, we were never around when this song came out. It's called Baba O'Reilly.
Baba O'Reilly.
Bob O'Reilly. I mean, if you say it really fast, it sounds good. But if you slow it down, like a normal, educated individual like myself, it's not going to sound... Edubicated, yes. It's not going to sound that good. But anyways, we'll try it out for you guys here on the Jason Lewis Radio Network.
With the co-star.
With my co-host. I haven't dubbed him a star yet, Nick Marciniak.
Oh, I would like to say I'm a star.
It's always great seeing him here on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. JLRN. 113 and Enridge Drive, guys. Enjoy.
Forget the ones and the threes.
Baba Ray.
Let's get together before we get hurt.
my God, great song. The Who,
Oh, amazing song.
Amazing song. Honestly, with all due respect to The Who, I just wish I was around to hear it recorded.
I just wish you played golf better.
Low blow, Nick. Low blow. That's a low blow, Nick. Come on, my God, Nick. You use a deep
voice against me?
Yeah, I'm going deep voice on you. I'm going, I'm like a Costanza. You know, she's a low talker.
I can't stand you.
Can't stand you. Yeah, The Who. That was The Who. And this is Jason Lewis Radio Network. Don't forget what you're listening to. And
where are you at this time when you're listening to the station? That's what I'm kind of wondering. Are you in the bathtub? Are you having
is this the show? In the bathtub exactly. Right now? Is this the show that you listen to while you're taking a bubble bath? That's what Nick wants to talk about. But we're going to say that for
Another time. And I would like pictures too, like photos.
You can send pictures to Nick at Kurt_dude@hotmail.com. That is Nick's email address.
Yes, and I will check it daily too if this is going to happen.
He's going to check it daily. Either way, send us your comments, send us your feedback, send us your pictures for one of the people in the party. Send us whatever you want. If you have a funny joke or a funny news story or just something funny that happened to you, send it along to us, and
we may talk about it.
I mean, we definitely might talk about it. It might get mentioned here on the Jason Lewis Radio Network Fun with Nick and Jay.
Ooh, Nick anyways, and Jay, we got like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, it goes well together. Anyways, thanks for listening in. You guys have a wonderful evening. Nick, thank you very much for being on the show once again.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you don't have to thank you. You're part of the show. All right, that's it. Jason Lewis out. If you enjoyed that last broadcast by Jason Lewis Radio Network, then stick around next week. We're going to be covering lots of great topics, including, but not limited to, the weather, the climate, politics, anything that you can imagine. It'll be covered. Thanks for listening to another broadcast edition of Jason Lewis Fun with Nick and Jay. There is plenty more coming at you this year and next, since we're right upon 2011. There are so many animals out there. It's a crazy world that we live in. It's up to one man to report on it. His name, Jason Lewis. And he has a new show coming up on the Jason Lewis Radio Network that discovers what's out there. Coming soon.